I told somebody a story today, and it reminded me of something that happened at school, which was, I share the name of a famous poet, which is both a good thing and a bad thing. Sometimes it comes in handy, but a lot of times it creates confusion, especially on the internet and on Twitter, where people seem to tag me in strange scenarios, like, oh, I'm in the bath reading Philip Larkin. I'm like, what? So it gets a bit weird sometimes. It's a wee bit annoying. The confusion started, like, the first instance in which I was confused about sharing a name with a famous poet was in school. I just moved to the big school, and I think it was 2 or 3 weeks into term, I had word from my primary school. They sent a letter to my big school saying that I'd won a poetry competition, and I had a poem published, which was great. It was really cool, but it wasn't anything massive. It was a poem in, like, the Young Armagh Millennium Poets Anthology, something silly like that. But it kind of, like, gave me a bit of a big head, and I didn't know there was a poet called Philip Larkin. I was just into writing poetry. I thought it was good fun. But when I was walking the corridors one day, I bumped into the principal, and he asked me what my name was. He says, "What's your name, son?" I said, "Philip." He says, "Philip what?" It's Philip Larkin. And he goes, "Ah, the poet!" And I thought, fuck, he's heard of me. I must be famous. I thought, "Ah, sir, you've heard of me then?" It's like, "Ha ha ha, very good, son, very good. Have a good day." And he walks off. Me sitting thinking, class, I'm famous. Well, it was funny, because I wasn't famous. He wasn't talking about me. And I think that story stayed with me for about a year before we started reading the Whitsun Weddings. And I had one of those, like, penny dropping moments where I was like, ah, oh, right, okay, that explains that strange encounter with the principal. But yeah, I thought that was a funny story. So, yeah, as you were.